This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 2, 2016, the 34th anniversary of the day dentist Barney Clark received the first permanent artificial heart, developed by Dr. Robert K. Jarvik. In the news this morning, police and firefighters are stopping overdoses and saving money through a state program that makes bulk purchases of the antidote drug Naxalone. More than 80 cities and towns, including Haverhill, Beverly, Gloucester, and Newburyport, paid a total of $164,500. For doses of the anti-overdose drug in fiscal year 2016, according to a State Department of Public Health report. That saved them at least $186,000, according to the report. Overall, the state distributed 8,500 doses of Naxalone to cities and towns. In the north of Boston region, Haverhill Police bought the most Naxalone during the last budget year, which ended July 1. The city's police picked up 525 doses, as well as atomizers used to administer the drug. The city's fire department purchased 218 doses. Beverly Police bought 60 doses, while Andover Police and Fire picked up 40 doses, according to the report, and Newburyport bought 18. There's a dispute over a liquor license in Saugus. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. A Lynn entrepreneur is wary about opening a business in the town of Saugus after the Board of Selectmen denied him a liquor license. Frank Perry attempted to purchase the license issued to Sully C's Bar and Grill to open a pizzeria, but the board voted 4-1 to deny the transfer Wednesday night, citing Perry's lack of managerial experience. Quote, I'm very disappointed, truly, said Elaine Byrne, owner of Sully C's. It's a crock of crap. This place, it has been since day one. When the panel denied the transfer, Byrne proposed becoming manager of the restaurant to offer Perry her expertise. Chairwoman Deborah Panetta questioned whether he could open a pizzeria that does not serve alcohol. Victor's was very successful without a liquor license, she said. My concern is that having an alcohol license is a huge responsibility. Perry argued that the liquor license would bring in more revenue for his business. He has received training for intervention procedures, TIPS certification, set a date for ServeSafe training, and passed all the necessary background checks. He provided board members with a business plan and, per their request, a sample menu. I'm willing to take all of the steps needed to make this work, Perry said. I work very hard. I'm not scared of the work. Selectman Jeff Ciccolini said a pizza shop with a liquor license is less risky than allowing someone to open a bar with a saloon atmosphere. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, the average homeowner's tax bill in Peabody is due for about a 3.5% increase, $137.29 for the year to be exact, based on new tax rates approved by the City Council Thursday night. The Council held a special session, as it does every year around this time, to set a tax rate classification factor, or split rates, in order to shift more of the tax burden from homeowners onto the city's commercial and industrial tax base. This year's shift was set at 168%. With that factor, the residential tax rate was set at $11.76 cents per $1,000 in property value, while the commercial and industrial rate was set at $24.29 per $1,000. As a result, the average homeowner's bill will hit $39.99.35. That's $3,999.35 in 2017, up from $3,862.06. In presenting his overall perspective on the city budget and where the increase in taxes is going, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt provided a long list of recent investments in the city, including school projects and completed upgrades, as well as state projects that recently wrapped up on city roads. More on that story in the Salem News from Dustin Luca. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, union contract agreements for Gloucester city managers contain no cost of living salary raises this fiscal year, but allows for 1% increases in both fiscal 2018 and 2019. An additional step was also built into the covered employees' year-to-year advancement scale, which will result in net pay hikes of 2% in each of the next 3 years, according to city officials. Gloucester City Council approved to appropriate a projected $65,000 to $75,000 will be needed to pay for the increases. The agreement reached November 10 and later ratified by city employees represented by the Gloucester Municipal Administrators Association does not on its own require City Council approval, according to Chief of Administration Jim Destino. Destino said the administration will bring the contract to the council for its ratification as a sign of just being transparent and to see that we're all on the same page. The contract covers a mix of middle managers in departments such as Public Works and a handful of department heads, except for about 20 exempt top administrators. Destino, Chief Financial Officer John Dunn, and Public Works Chief Mike Hale are among those who are exempt. This is the first of six contracts to be ratified this year. More in the Gloucester Times with Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.